It's my great pleasure to welcome on the phone Susie Herrick, who is author, co-author of Your Story is Your Power, Free Your Feminine Voice with L. Luna. I noticed, Susie, a reference to the Enneagram. I'd like to begin this interview by having you reflect upon the Enneagram and its role in your own life.
It was a very useful tool for me to discover the parts of me that dampened myself, dampened my internal voices. And so when I started discovering the ways that the Enneagram talked about how we can do, use our personality to kind of help us to survive, but not be in touch with the parts, disparate parts of us, I started working on that, and it really changed my life. So that's why we put it in the book.
Ah, very, very, very good. I know it has had a similar impact. Well, that leads me to say, given the wide range of experience you've had, could you describe the other aspects of your experience that have caused you to create the book that you did?
Well, it originally started with an experience with my father, which relates to my personality type. I've been trying to be a mediating source for him a long time with my mother, and it never really worked, and I could never really get him to stop talking to her the way he did. And so I finally learned that I had to talk to that part of myself that had internalized the sexist messages or the misogynist messages. And when I did that and I said to that part of me, you got to stop, we need to retrain and rehire you as a different type of speaker towards me, then when I actually spoke to my father, he really listened and it changed his life. So that was the beginning of, you know, the seeds for this book. And then when I met up with Elle, she helped me finish a memoir. And then together we put this book together. She wrote another book called Crossroads of Should and Must, and the combination of those two books really fed into this book.
And it has come out at a particular time now. We're looking at tomorrow as being a kind of an extraordinary day, International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And did you choose this especially, and what went into the timing?
Well, the timing was really serendipitous for both Elle and I, and it was also planned to, once we got this book underway, to when to launch it, which is, you know, a couple days before Women's Day, so that we could really participate in the celebration of Women's Day. So the answer to both those questions is yes.
Okay. And I noticed that there were a couple of events in Seattle coming up in particular.
Yes.
And you'll be at those as well?
That's correct. And both of those are open to the public. So, please attend if you're in Seattle, because we are really excited about this, unabashedly so. It's a dream come true, and the impact of the book has been extraordinary already. Even just that it launched 2 days ago, we've already had a lot of people letting us know that it's really had an impact on their lives.
Well, my next question goes to the combination of what is, I would describe it as artwork from the cover, the selection of the font that you've used, and the mix of how you worked with an artist to provide some graphic aspects of conveying the message. How did that work? You met and you began working together, and what facilitated that partnership?
Well, both of us know that accessing different aspects of us is really important in learning, and also triggering memories and bringing out ideas. And also, it's the, you know, art is a mirror to the soul. It's the part of us that, you know, helps us to see the disparate parts of us. So Elle is an exquisite communicator in that medium. She is very adept at getting to the kernel of something and expressing it through art. So we just knew that that was a great way to speak to someone's heart, and also to that part of us that, you know, I mean, in children's books, we get illustrations, you know. Why don't we get them as adults?
Right. Would you say that you're placing this book at a time when this particular form of presentation is becoming more used and more effective?
You mean the artwork or the women's?
The company. Well, let's stay with just the mix of graphic and text as a way to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
I say this because I've come across a couple of other books that are similar in nature, And as I think back over the years, I find that important messages are being conveyed a bit more graphically with a book such as yours is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking that as we look at the way in which we convey information with text materials and all kinds of internet-based activities, this particular way, I would say, even the physical construct of the book, allows me to do more than read a series of pages. I guess that's the point.
Yeah, it's a different. It's actually a more fulfilling experience because it accesses different parts of the mind. Like there's a picture of the Dalai Lama that Elle did in watercolor of him handing a microphone to a young girl and sharing how he's a feminist. And it's a very moving picture, I think even more than the words, because in the gesture, he says everything.
Right.
And so it's, you know, that old adage of a picture is worth a thousand words. I think images bring us into our heart and into different parts of us. And how do we communicate from that level? And I know as a psychotherapist that when I have people work with art and drawings and things like that, it actually moves parts of them that they didn't even know existed. So we know so little about our minds, and we're learning more and more. But I think that the creative part of us, anybody is an artist, and anybody can draw, and anybody can create images. And the more you can do that, the more healing it is for you.
Right. Mike Malevsky here with Susie Herrick. We're discussing the book, Your Story is Your Power, for your feminine voice. I've found that when authors go through the process of creating a work, that they themselves change, and they can speak to that. Mm-hmm. Thinking back where you were before, as you were beginning this project, to the point you are now, could you describe the change in you of doing the book?
Well, you know, probably one of the most effective psychological interventions I've done on myself is to write. And the first book, a memoir, I did that and before this book, and that was one of the best things I've ever done for myself because I really developed a sense of coherency that they're talking about now in the research. And this book has really emboldened me and Elle. I think we both have feel like that we have stronger and stronger voices because collectively we work together to bring out our voice and realize that it's a real community effort to give people a safe place to share their story, to share their real dreams, and bring out the parts of us that we're not, you know, normally allowed. And women have, for, you know, thousands of years have been, you know, sequestered off into corners and not supposed to speak, you know. It's like they say children are not heard, but actually women are not heard. And now is the time that women are coming forth. And we really believe that looking at, you know, our environment and our political scene, that once that intelligence is allowed to come in that door, so to speak, that things will really shift for the better.
So are you describing then, as we know, that there have been a wide variety of different things that seem to be happening, but all somewhat connected, from a Me Too movement to perhaps a higher consciousness and awareness of what you've just been describing? It's essentially the time right for significant change in relationships?
I think so. I mean, I think the Me Too movement is really amazing. I mean, Tarana Burke really set forth a precedent, which is that in working with people that have been really, you know, abused by the culture, you know, they've been really, you know, sexually abused, and they have a forum now with which to share their stories more publicly so they don't feel so isolated, and that we can glean intelligence from that, you know, the collective intelligence from hearing the voices of people that have been silenced. And so that's why this is such a great time to really get that we have to speak in order to change the culture, to change the fairy tales, to change the myths, so that people can have actually more fulfilling lives. Because right now there's a real separation of self. You know, it's like relationships are really suffering from this. As a therapist, I can really speak to that. Watching people go through difficult relationships.
Well,
the feminine is really made bad.
Okay. I'm going to have to end with that because I know you have additional interviews to go on to. Susie Herrick, I want to thank you very much for sharing thoughts about this book, Your Story is Your Power, Free Your Feminine Voice. And I look forward to hearing more about its impact.
Thanks for hearing my voice, Mike. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.